Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Listen, every podcast has a pooper. That's why we invited you. Yes, we're talking about poop with Ritual Symbiotic Plus, a 3-in-1 clinical study, probiotic, prebiotic, and postbiotic designed to help support a balanced gut microbiome. We're spilling all the beans and eating them too. There's no more shame in your gut game. I personally love Ritual Symbiotic Plus because I am paying a lot more attention to my gut health. I know that when I'm actually trying to give my gut the things that it needs, especially when it comes to prebiotics and postbiotics, I used to only care about probiotics. But now that I know I can get all of those things, I appreciate what it's doing for my body. I appreciate how I feel after I take it, and I think you would too. A daily 3-in-1 prebiotic, probiotic, and postbiotic with two of the world's most clinically studied probiotic strains to support the relief of mild and occasional digestive discomforts like bloating, gas, and diarrhea. Why include a postbiotic? It provides fuel to the cells that make up the gut lining and support a healthy gut barrier. Win-win. Delayed-release capsules designed to help survive the harsh conditions of the upper GI tract to deliver to the colon, an ideal place for probiotics to grow and thrive. Symbiotic Plus and Ritual are here to celebrate, not hide, your insides. It's time to listen to your gut. Ritual is offering our listeners 30% off during your first month. Visit ritual.com/crew with a K.
Crew with a K.
To start Ritual or add Symbiotic Plus to your subscription today.
And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome. Here's the thing. I'm Kevin Stacey.
That chick angel. That
welcome
chick
to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bangers, bangers, bangers. All 2023. Bangers on the people in Alabama just for you and me. Of course, we're talking about the Alabama brawl, fade in the water, and all that. We got our chairs. I got my hat. But before, let's talk about the church announcements. Angel, what you got?
The Tanksleys are still on tour. What's today? Today is Wednesday when y'all watching this. We still got some tickets for Chicago. Then we going to New York. And then we are ending it in Atlanta. This is all in 1 week.
Is this week?
Yes. Yes.
Woo.
It's a lot. We'll be at the Promontory in Chicago on the 10th. We'll be at the City Winery, The Loft in New York on the 12th. And then we'll be at the City Winery in Atlanta on the 13th. And we will have completed our tour. I can't even believe it.
I'm very proud of you guys. Congratulations. You deserve it all and more. Are you going to do it again next year?
With you?
I mean, is this going to cause an argument?
No, we'll take a year off. Okay. I'm not insane.
Kev, you know we've been traveling for a year straight.
I know. My agent asked me if I wanted to do more dates in October, November, and December.
Tell him to email me.
And I was like, no, man.
And that's it, Liz. You make that face like that's unheard of for you.
That is. I don't know. No, that's crazy.
Man. Last but not least, this Friday, can't tell y'all what's dropping, but just again, one margarita is not done. Period.
New heat on the way.
Yeah, it is.
My only announcement for Bald Brothers is Cleveland, get your act together.
We'll never come back. Okay. I've been said it.
Y'all are the only city in the United States that is not tracking to sell out. Every other city has their act together. I should have went with my first mind and went to Columbus.
Yeah.
Because Columbus pulls up. Cleveland, listen, and I'm not going to say I'm not going to come back because Cleveland usually pulls up. Mm-hmm. But listen, y'all going to be what we call a smaller venue, every two or three years, 4 or 5 years. It won't be no rush. Even New Orleans, a smaller city, is pulling up. Okay, yep. Phoenix. A city notorious in my life for buying tickets late.
Phoenix pulling up more
Phoenix
than Cleveland?
Phoenix is buying early. Cleveland is literally the only United States city. Now, Berlin and Paris, Tony and I were prepared to perform in front of 10 people. We literally, I don't even want to tell you guys what the guarantee is. We are losing money potentially by going to Paris and Berlin. But for us, it's just about being able to say, I done stand up in Berlin and Paris. Mm-hmm. London is doing well. Oh, it is literally only Cleveland.
They're coming out from ends.
Oh, Cleveland.
Cleveland?
Cleveland.
Y'all, listen. It's up to y'all. All right. Now.
One more. I got prints for sale on my Shopify. By the time this comes out Wednesday, it'll be available for everybody. Stage crew, y'all can get them today directly on my Shopify. Okay, goodbye.
So, for the last 3 months or so, I've been putting in the Patreon, what do y'all want to talk about? Yes, the Monday docket, right? The Patreon producers, the faithful members have been filling the docket up.
Uh-huh.
However, and this is pre-scheduled. Every Monday morning at 6, I just sat there and pre-scheduled all of them. I have never had close to 1,000 comments on a docket. And 85% of them
of course,
are about what we are calling Fade in the Water, the Alabama Brawl, the Bessemer Brawl. It has so many names.
Mm-hmm. Montgomery Mayhem. Yeah,
Montgomery Mayhem. I was like, y'all, I get it. Okay. I do want to shout out two of the faithful members who are a couple of them who actually said it. Give me 1 second. I want to show love where love is due to be shown. Let's show love to Tondria Sellers, Demetrius Hall, Tanisha Turner, and Cy. They all said Fade in the Water. Shout out to y'all. So let's start with this. I'll start with the way I saw it, and we'll see how it went for you, Angel. Mm-hmm. And that's why I have the security guard hat on. Turn my hat. The black signal. That's why I have this chair.
It's the Bobby Shmurda.
I stand in solidarity with the good people of Alabama.
Alabama.
I love y'all.
You're me.
Might go to Alabama for a show just for this.
You love them, but you hate doing
I usually make y'all go to Atlanta, but Huntsville, Birmingham, I might pull up.
Don't lie to these people.
For Thanksgiving 20, a celebration. We might have a festival. I might throw a comedy show in honor of Thanksgiving. And hold it in Montgomery. Kevon Stage and Friends, don't hold me to it. This is just how I feel at this moment. But I'm so excited now to honor it. Might pull up in Alabama just to celebrate y'all.
Comedy Festival, August 10th every year.
So I'm going to put this chair down now.
Y'all, I was one. I said, bro, Kevin, I know you're short.
You get it.
You're going to do this bit.
You get it. So I saw the beginning of this fight on Twitter, right? And I saw the white people hitting the black person, and I scrolled past it. Right, I was like, I can't take no more. I don't usually watch fight videos. I can't take no more. Mm-hmm. But this video kept showing up. And then it was like, no, y'all, this is crazy. Then black people pulled up. And I said, hold on, black people pulled up. All I see is a black man.
Say from where?
Yeah, police going to come. Like,
how long they?
Yeah. So then I go back to it, and I said, hold on. This is not what I thought it was. Mm-hmm. And when I came back to it, this actually, I think, was happening the day we were doing the Ball Brothers in New York.
Yeah.
Right? So we were ripping and running, trying to eat, trying to get ready for the meet and greet.
Uh-huh.
And
exciting.
Just not having a lot of time. Right? So when I sat down and watched the videos through full, it was a quite different experience.
Mm-hmm.
Much to my chagrin, this video did not end like usually when white people are beating up black people, they have their police uniforms on and the black people are getting attacked and they end up getting arrested. And crazy thing is, I actually realized how many videos I've ingested of black people getting beat up by white people, but they almost always have their uniform on. These people didn't have their uniforms on.
They did. They had their little shirtless sales. I was like, that looks like
they had that red skin.
Red sunburned.
I'm not going to use the term redneck, but they had red backs.
Oh, they've been out there in that sun.
The sun was doing a number on them.
Mm-hmm.
So the story goes, the black guy who's a security guard, he told the white people, do not park your boat here because the Harriet got a dock here.
They said move. He said move it.
Move it. And they were like, no, we're white. If we want to park here, we're going to park her, dadgum. We only cheer for you guys when you play for Alabama. Or Auburn. Mm-hmm. But right now you're in my way, black man. I'm not listening to you. I don't respect you. Mm-hmm. Okay? He said, man, move your boat. So then he start moving the boat himself, right? A white male, 25, 20, came over, pushed him, and it felt like a frat kid is the one who started it. Like, the older white dude, they were pushing and jawing at each other, mm-hmm. but they weren't fighting.
No.
And then it looked like a frat kid ran over and jumped, pushed. Security guard did his hat like this. And on Twitter, somebody said, that was a universal sign and said, I no longer care about this job or what happens to me. You have now activated the person,
yes.
not the employee.
Yeah,
and the person finna throw the hand. And the security guard start throwing hands, and then all the whites jumped in, right? Mm-hmm. And he was fighting for his life. You know what I'm saying? I respect him because mm-hmm. he stood 10 toes.
Uh-huh.
And then, like wrestling, Royal Rumble, glass breaking music, black people start running down the dock. They come down. And first, black people are like, hey, y'all, just chill, just chill. Just chill, when? Just chill. The when? First black dude. First black dude who ran down.
Oh, you talking about, I thought you said the black people watching were like, just chill.
No, no the first were? Black dude was trying to be, I don't know what the word is, when you try
de-escalate?
To de-escalate. Uh-huh. He was trying to de-escalate.
He wasn't throwing punches. He was just boxing out. He was
just
like,
boxing out. Hey.
Let's relax.
Separate. Then when the two things happen at once, there is Aquaman, the kid. First of all, I don't even know how, this is so exciting. There's so many different directions. The names that these people on the internet came up so for that swimming baby.
The thing is, I was like, there are no more jokes left. They said we are emptying the clip.
All we can do is recap. As a comedian, you know I usually get in on stuff. Mm-hmm. But when the whole world is there, And they're going, I'm just the consumer.
Yeah.
My favorite Aquaman, Scuba Gooding Jr.
That's funny.
Swimmy Hendrix.
Oh.
That was a good one.
Somebody called him Childish Branzino. Said, great. Oh my.
These people were
Bernie
like.
Bernie Mackerel.
Oh, nice.
I didn't see that one.
I saw Bernie Mackerel in the chat.
C Murda, S-E-A. I was like. So this young man, and this is how youth works. First of all, swimming is exhausting.
Listen, I said, oh my God, he's young. What is going to happen after he gets, because I would have drowned. It would have still been, if the story would have changed. There was a fight and there was a suicide all at the same time. On the same day,
somebody drowned Angel. No,
that baby had youthful energy.
Listen,
he swam a good amount.
There wasn't even a ladder. He did one of these numbers,
Josh,
and pulled himself out with wet clothes.
I get here, my body's locking up. I'm getting a cramp down my spine.
Oh. Shoulder gone. Take time from fighting. I'm drowning now.
Oh, yeah. I would have been calling for the racist people. Anybody, save me. I don't care
this is
who
me,
it
Angel.
Is.
If I'm going to pull myself up the rest of the fight,
I'm going to land down.
Yeah. Kev's going to be screaming at one of the peer posts. Hold on. Wait for my
There's
shoulder.
No way.
My.
I'm not fighting. I'm vomiting up all the water. I had swallowed on the way there.
I was with y'all, though. Hey.
I swallowed a catfish.
I'm going to be mad about my hair. I'm going to have to take these braids out. My hair stinks. There's nothing I'm going to be able to give. Let me, before we get into it, because I want to give my take on what I first saw. First of all, I cried about this yesterday. Literal tears. No.
Because of the jokes?
No.
Oh, sadness.
Yes. Oh. I was so, the first part of seeing that black man be, I was like, this is attempted murder. I said, I'm tired of it. I said, I'm not about to be desensitized to this. I was really mad that I even saw it because I tried to avoid stuff like that at all costs. I couldn't even get to the jokes. I was stuck on this man. These white people jumped on this man as if he did something to them.
He did. He stood up to them.
And they did it. But they did it. That's the thing.
That's
they
the did whiteness.
It. They saw how many people were watching. I watched the top of the clip and you can hear that the people that are still on the boat, on the ferry, are talking loud as hell, so the white people can hear them.
1,000%.
They sing it ludicrous. Move, bitch, get out the way. Yeah.
Even and white people. There was a white woman narrating.
Oh yeah, she like, said, "Get them."
They're in the wrong here. They're
this
not
was
supposed
a
multi, to be.
It was a multicam. There were so many different angles.
She was zooming in, zooming out.
It was a Zapruder film. They didn't have this many angles when they. I'm not gonna break that joke.
Okay. But like, no. But, that, but that's what it was
it's
reminiscent.
Like, hey.
But that's what it was reminiscent to me for. It wasn't like, oh, it it wasn't like, oh, this is just some white people acting crazy. I was like, they trying to kill this man.
I think there's only one person to blame here, and that's Jason Aldean. He got these people feeling themselves.
Oh, try that in a small town. What you did?
And listen. Now, listen, they what? Did. Guess what, Jason Aldean? Them black folks on a small town, too.
The Montgomery ain't number 250,000 tops.
But they got the big hands. All right? So go ahead, Angel. You was crying.
Yeah, I was crying because I was just like, y'all not going to have me desensitized to seeing black bodies being beaten. That's just not going to be here. Right. And I was like, when these people get arrested, they better be tried for attempted murder because ain't no way you thought that this man was going to survive.
Nine whites beaten
up against his head. I had to rewatch everything, even though I didn't want to, for the podcast today. So I know there was a lot of people don't recognize this in the video. There was a white boy that worked with him. So, okay. So everybody, all the people who were working on the ferry had on the blue shirts
crew
with the crew on it. Yep. There was a
stage crew.
Hey, but with the C.
We're not invited to CrewCon.
There was a white boy that had on the same blue shirt and a vest. So when the black dude starts getting beat down, he tries to come to pull people off. He don't have no strength. They push this boy so fast.
Get out of here.
And I was like, well, you are no help.
He wasn't at the Klan meeting. They knew. Listen,
they were like, this is not your fight, white boy. We got to beat him down. So I could not believe that, like, I couldn't get to where everybody else was in the black community of, oh, let's come up with the jokes. Because I was just like, how traumatizing.
I was there from the jump.
I couldn't get there. No, at first you weren't until you saw all the rest.
Yeah, well, you're right.
I just was focused on that. But anyways, I had to just go ahead because I was like, before you get all the jokes off, let me just go ahead and tell y'all how I felt at first because I'm going to bring down the temperature a little bit, but we can cook it back up. I was devastated, still devastated. I hope the letters of the law are impounded upon their head. I hope that they don't get out of jail anytime soon. I said, because you know what? This is what they want us. They want us to see us getting beat down as nothing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's the real zombie apocalypse, is for us to already think we did while we still here.
Yeah.
I ain't having it. I'm not having it. But what I am having is HelloFresh.
Hey-o!
With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy. The key to dinner time success, variety. HelloFresh keeps your taste buds on their toes with 40 chef-crafted recipes to select from every week, from family-friendly to fit and wholesome. You'll always find new and amazing recipes to try and love. Feel like you would love a wholesome homemade meal, but there's just not enough time with HelloFresh. All you need is 15 minutes and you'll be enjoying a tasty, satisfying meal made in your own kitchen. Just look for their quick and easy dinner options, plus breakfast and lunch too. Y'all already know me and the Tanksleys, the boys, we do HelloFresh. We have it on pause right now while we're on tour. So we actually just got our first box back because the tour is almost ending. There's one of our favorites. It's a pasta that has shredded Brussels sprouts, Parmesan, and it's like a toasted panko breadcrumbs.
Yep.
So good. The kids love it. I love it. My husband be tearing that food up. There's so many different recipes that you will enjoy. And it doesn't really matter what your diet is. We're pescatarians in our family, so we are on the pescatarian plan.
Mm-hmm. Y'all don't eat chicken no more?
I say pescatarian because it's easier to describe than in poultry. Oh,
okay.
Chicken of the sea. Yes. but anyways, this is all you need to do. Go to HelloFresh.com/50SK.
50SK.
And use code 50SK.
50SK.
For 50% off plus free shipting. Go to HelloFresh.com/50SK.
50SK.
And use code 50SK.
50SK.
For 50% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
Them hands in Alabama was also HelloFresh.
Oh, come on.
Now, let me tell you what I loved about it.
Tell
After my initial,
loved.
I couldn't watch it. Uh-huh. Let me tell you what I love.
Yeah.
It was the sheer caucasity. And it was the thought that, oh, we are in the wrong. Mm-hmm. Right? Uh-huh. The security guard is actually the person who is right here. Mm-hmm. We're going to disobey him. Mm-hmm. And when he moves our boat so that what he can say it needs to happen, we are now entitled to beat you up. Mm-hmm. Right? And in American history, white people have been able to do whatever TF they want without any sort of retribution. Law, black people fighting back,
especially
in Alabama. I mean, in our history, things way less than this in black deaths, lynching, At worst, nothing happens to the white people. And I know that in their mind, oh, we're just going to beat him up and nothing's going to happen.
Right.
That's what they thought. That's why they felt fully justified. And let me tell you what, and I don't apologize for this at all. As a black man who's been 40 years in America and has ingested a lot of this injustice, to see their faces, right? And they were ill-equipped to fight these black people. That wasn't just the black people fighting. The ancestors came down from heaven, up from the water. Apparently, that docking place used to be a slave.
Of course it was.
Auction area,
yeah,
right?
Of course.
They were, when I saw the three black dudes pull up and synchronize their pants pull up, which is the universal hands shall be thrown soon. They pulled their pants up.
That's the
best. White people was on the boat, like, all right, you know what I'm saying? We was tripping. The black folks were like, this is not enough.
They skipped in. You know when
they Angel, Scott, pants pull up. Bink, bink. The best thing that I saw, the two kids or two white children, college kids, whatever, they get beat up under the bridge. This white child takes a couple to the face. Bink, bink. He dives in the water.
He was like, what is this?
Clearly, we have misjudged. I want to go back to that kid. It was also so beautiful. For when we say black people can't swim, that was designed. America made sure black people can't swim because public pools were not available to us.
Come on.
That's why a lot of black people can't swim, didn't have access to public pools, didn't have the money for private pools, right? So you couldn't learn. This baby, he knew how. He swam over, pulled himself up by his bootstraps, and delivered skibbity paps. He delivered a 25-piece combination. He was on some video game.
I couldn't believe how much energy he had. I said he took a pre-workout. Something before
this. He's all hyped up on Takis and Prime.
He was at his job. He was at his job and still found energy to make sure. I think the man's name was Damien. I'm trying to remember what they were saying, calling his name from the dock. He made sure, I'm not about to leave you out here by yourself. Mm-mm. And it's going to take too long for this boat to get over here. So let me just go ahead.
I'm going right now.
I'm coming over there.
He squeezed himself off. Took his shoe off, and he was in there. The black women. We done told y'all black women is pulling up.
Soon as they saw, I don't know what the white lady was thinking. She was on the boat. She could have stayed there on the boat, safe. She decided, I'm going to get into this.
Y'all can't fight.
And I guess also what they don't understand is that black folk, we already waiting. You know what I'm saying? Like, we looking for a reason to get out some of this anger. Because we've watched so many videos of people getting beat down, and we are helpless. We don't have a way to take it out.
Right.
But you want to volunteer yourself?
You volunteer as tribute?
Oh, my gosh.
That was for Rodney King.
Yes.
That was for Rosewood.
They got beat a lot of folks.
Y'all would. The fight was. It was one black dude versus one white dude. Then it was 8-on-1.
Yeah.
Then it was Alabama versus, it was the blacks of Alabama versus the 25. They were ill-matched 1-on-1.
Absolutely.
They were ill-matched on groups. They were too stunned to believe this was happening to them. The older blacks, the Fanky Beverly and Mays contingent, they brought the chairs. Now, apparently there was black security or cops who was letting this go on.
Yeah, until the chair, they were like, God, we nailed this. And
you can't do the
person's sitting on the ground and you are sitting here wailing on their head.
You know how heavy this is?
I said, oh, no.
Now,
and
Angel,
then somebody got one of the angles where you can't even see the person. You just looking out the window. It's like he's killing a rat.
He smacked water off that man's. All you see is the smack. And water going on the window.
Was it a man or a woman?
No, the woman got binked too.
I saw the woman get popped.
No, I'm talking about with a chair. I'm talking about the man. I think the man got hit on that video and the water came. That white lady who was right there.
I thought that was a woman.
That man said, she was already sitting down.
I was like, she can't do nothing else.
This is for every white woman who called the police. This is for the Central Park Five. This is for all. Now that man, he gonna do a little bit.
Oh, he definitely. Grandpa, stop.
Throw that GoFundMe up because I'm on your legal team. Mm-mm. Kev on stay. If they can throw the GoFundMes up for Kyle Rittenhouse or whatever and all them, throw it up.
I'll be glad.
He's in Alabama. Ain't that, that money ain't going to do nothing. He going to be in that jail. He going to be in that prison for a long time. Okay.
He feared for his life.
Uh-huh. That woman was like, I said, oh, no. The cameras is rolling, sir. I was like, hey, somebody get your daddy. Somebody get your daddy.
Boink.
I said, well, that's it. That is it. He, again.
Oh, go ahead, Josh. No, but it was funny. After he went on Chairgate, I think he hit that woman, and then that's when the cop tried to break him. He's like, all right, I was tripping on that one. He's like, that was on me. I'm gonna just lay down. Because
that's my bad, y'all. I did too much. Here's the line. I crossed it. I did too much.
He might have contact, too. He knew what he was doing.
Listen, that's what I'm saying. It was like, it wasn't just for the justice for that black man. That's the stuff we saw.
There was so much repression built up in there.
And that's why it was so cathartic to watch. Mm-hmm. Now, let me tell y'all what. The last 2 days, I've spent an unhealthy amount of time watching them people get beat up. I was just like,
oh, you just watching.
Oh, let me run it back. Bink, 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 bitty. I got my favorite parts now. I've watched it so many times.
You're like, and then this happened. And then this happened. You done named the people.
Angel, I've watched every video, every meme, everything. I got my, I want to cut they said there was a video that was 7 minutes long. They're calling it the Snyder Cut. Like the Justice League movie, I think he made. I watched that. Me and Melissa was on the plane yesterday, which felt like 12 hours. We was just showing each other memes. It felt good for one moment in time. See, this is what white people have actually been afraid of from black people. We really don't do this enough, right? Because in our history, any black retaliation ends in a smothering, right? If this was 100 years ago,
they would have let us
death. Lynching, they would have burnt Alabama to the ground.
Absolutely.
Right? And that's why I think the white people are still remembering of how much they can get away with. They're not thinking we ever going to do what happened there. And listen, I know them white folks got up that next day.
Hurt.
And them jaws was clicking.
Everything. You know,
the clicks hurt across the world.
Backs. You know, that's the one thing. While I really don't condone violence of any form. I was happy.
I condone some violence.
I honestly
condone you started, I finish it violence. Well, and that's what this was.
That's, yes, self-defense. But this is what I will say. I'm okay with the fact that they didn't have to just sit with we just had to watch this happen.
Yeah.
That they were, because that's also not good for your health. They trying to kill us multiple ways. You understand me?
Oh, yes.
To have all that anger just bottled up. I'm glad they were able to get that out. And they were able, most of them were able to get it out on the people who deserve it.
Right.
You know, I ain't going to say everybody. There was some people were just getting busted upside the head that might not even have been involved. But for the most part, the people who deserved their asses to be beat got them beat. By people who would have more than likely had to dealt with all of that anger of watching this unarmed black man doing his job be jumped by a bunch of ingrates. The second dude who jumped in there like a damn ninja turtle, first of all, he jumped and like he punched like he was punching like a 3-year-old that thinks he's a superhero. That made me so mad. I was like, what? And first of all, what are you doing?
What are you even doing over here?
What are you doing? What, you could have let the security guard whoop up on your brother, dad, whoever it was, because they asked for it. They came in out of nowhere. Damn near sucker punched the dude because it was like, they're talking.
Yeah.
What, y'all are talking. Why are you running in with a punch?
1,000%. What the?
I'm just saying. Yeah, red shorts. I'm
red just, shorts. He got beat to smithereens. He was my favorite to get seen punched.
Yeah.
Because he ran and jumped on there.
Yes. He
Salmon
he
shorts.
Yes.
His shorts and his skin was
matching the same color.
Same color. Mm-hmm. And he turned into a salmon patty. That face, that was the strength. Bing, bing. That was Bud Crawford's. Mm-hmm. That was 75 Bud Crawford's and 8 Earl Spence's.
Yeah.
Right? But white Earls.
Yeah.
Right? That was Earl Spence. Right? And that was... Look, and online after a while, I was like, well, y'all want to fight? We need to vote. No, we need to vote always. Them people needed to get punched.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes need to get punched.
Absolutely.
People don't get, and you know what I like about this? Especially in Alabama, where you can buy a gun and a Slurpee at the same time. There was no gun violence. Mm-mm. This is a good old fashioned fight. When we were kids, Josh doesn't know about this, but when we were children, Angel, back in the late 1900s, people used to get in fights.
Man,
you punch, you get beat up.
You look at somebody wrong at school, man.
You live to fight another day, like Pop said. Rest in peace, John Witherspoon. Yeah. And they got beat up.
And they all lived.
Right? And people are like, well, we got to be afraid of the retaliation. I think the retaliation happened, right? Obviously, they're going to try to throw the book at these black people. Mm-hmm. But luckily, there's enough evidence. Yeah. Video. It's going to be worse if they try to punish the black people and not the white people.
And white people better get that book thrown at
them. Yeah, and apparently them people on that boat, I seen a picture of them earlier in the day just smiling. Mm-hmm. Apparently they have a store in Alabama. Yeah. Don't think business will be going well for them anymore. Like, I felt so good as a black man that we didn't get beat up in the way it usually does for us.
Yeah.
Right? It was so great.
I think that's the reason why collectively majority of the black society in America has been like celebrating as if this is a national holiday. Yeah. Because this is not something we are used to seeing.
Thanksgiving. It's a national holiday.
We are not used to seeing, oh, we're about to justify this right now. We're about to take justice in our own hand. We're not going to wait for the police to show up and do what they normally do, which is look at us as the criminals.
Right.
When we ain't the ones that... Listen, the same weekend, there was a young dude voguing in a gas station and then was stabbed to death.
It was.
Like, this is the type of world we live in on a regular basis, where folk that don't look like us decide whether or not we deserve humanity.
Yes.
So for us to see it happen in real time, or like just after the fact, and to see us check folk quickly and swiftly, and everybody be able to walk away from it, whether they were in cuffs or not, they still got to walk away from it. It's something that we're not used to seeing in this country. So I can understand the glee that people had in watching this. I just couldn't get there that quickly. I was just like, because in my head, I was like, this black man didn't know who was going to come to his rescue. Mm-mm. He was out there by himself with his Mary Tyler Moore hat throw. And he was just like, I'm just going to have to risk it all.
You got me messed up.
Yeah.
That's what his hat throw and hands were like. Okay, you done play with me far too long. Mm-hmm. I obviously don't think he would have ever thought that it would end the way it did.
No, I don't think he thought, I don't know if he thought, okay, I'm about to fight you now, all your people going to jump on me. And then when you're in the middle of that and he ended up with his back on the ground, you over here, like, I know in his mind, he didn't think, well, this is going to end well for me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it was also beautiful that like black folk had his back, because it is scary out here in the streets. You just never know, especially dealing with white folk that definitely seem come off racist, and I'm assuming these folk are. You don't know what type of guns they carry, especially in a state that I'm sure has open carry laws. You don't know what these people are about to do.
You don't, Angel.
And so the fact that everybody was like, well, we all about to risk it all right here on this dock.
And that, as a black man, to see black people unite in defense of somebody who was being wronged in real time, in defense of white privilege, white supremacy, if that's why I was feeling so good. Because I was like, I can't say I've seen that happen.
We don't.
Before. We always get the short end of the stick. We always get wrong. We always got to protest and sorry, black people, this and that. We never get any sort of our oppressors and people in power never seem to face consequences or have justice in the way that they inflict pain.
Absolutely. And especially because, like you said earlier, a lot of times it's with uniformed officers. We know that they have weapons.
Right.
And we know that they have been given the lawful right to use them against them.
Absolutely.
But when you see some folk in some swimming trunks, and you can see, oh, y'all ain't got nothing on y'all. Mm-mm. Oh, now it can be a level playing ground. I'm going to go ahead and lay these hands on you. And we just going to have to deal with the other repercussions later on in the
lay
day.
Lay these hands on you.
And now listen, while we have been talking about something very serious, and we're so grateful that everybody walked away alive from this, there are situations in life where that might not be the ending that you get. So We suggest here, and here's the thing, that you get a good life insurance policy to make sure that you can take care of your loved ones even on the other side of life. A good life insurance policy can give you the peace of mind. If something happens to you or your family, your family will have a safety net to cover mortgage payments, college costs, or other expenses so they can get back on their feet and focus on what matters most. Now, some people, have coverage to do their job, but a lot of times that's not enough. It's not enough to really give your family like a financial safety net if you were to perish. Employer-sponsored life insurance probably don't offer enough for your family's needs, and it won't follow you if you decide to leave your job. So let me tell you from personal experience, it's super satisfying to check life insurance off your to-do list and get cover. Getting cover can be more satisfying when you use Policy Genius. I use Policy Genius. I got my policy back in 2021. Anyways, it was through Policy Genius. I realized quickly that, in order for my family to be okay if I'm gone, I have to have something in place. Life insurance can be very just daunting to navigate by yourself, especially if you're not well versed in life insurance. So having Policy Genius to like walk me through it made my life so much easier, and I was able to get myself covered so quickly, as well as my husband. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $25 a month for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer coverage in as little as a week and avoid unnecessary medical exams. Policy Genius has licensed, award-winning agents who help you find the best fit for your needs. They work for you, not the insurance company. That means they don't have an incentive to recommend one insurer over the other, so you can trust their guidance. Policy Genius is for parents, caregivers, and anyone who has people who depend on them. They simplify the process of getting life insurance so you can protect the people you love. No wonder they have thousands of five-star reviews on Google and Trustpilot. Your loved ones deserve a financial safety net. You deserve a smarter way to find and buy it. Hit to policygenius.com or click on the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com.
Question for you, Angel.
What's up?
If you were there within the distance to do something, what do you think you would have done? Knowing who you are, the person you are, if you're on the dock, are you jumping in? Are you fighting? Are you separating? Are you recording, cheering, calling the police? What do you think you would have done?
I am doing a combination of those. I'm not jumping in a fight with a bunch of men unless my husband is the person who got attacked.
Okay.
That's when, or one of my sons. That's the only time I'm going to jump in and physically put myself in front of another dude's fist.
Yeah, another dude's fist.
That's the only time that's happening. Now, if I would have seen, like in the footage, if I see a woman deciding to add to the aggravation in the violence, that's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Me and you, because I weigh a lot and I weigh more than what most people think, and I'm a lot stronger than what most people think, it is usually easy for me to throw my weight and get you down. You felt it.
I threw your whole back out. Me and Angel wrestled a little bit at the challenge show. I was surprised. She's my big sister for a reason.
Yeah.
Because I was like, Angel, she's sitting on something.
I'm sitting on a lot.
she threw my back was thrown out for a minute. I said, hey, hold up.
I have body slammed my guy friends before. I am not a weak woman. By no means, okay?
You know your big sister, you be like, you trying, they be like, you're like, okay. All right, you win, watch out.
Listen, I ain't had no brothers, so I had to learn how to defend myself early on. So, if I see a woman deciding to add to the, while I'm not about to try to do a whole bunch of throw punches, you're going to be on your back and you're going to stay there until times is better. That's what I do know. Now, you ain't never going to see a bunch of footage of Angel throwing punches. You will see me throwing bodies. You will see me
throwing
bodies.
So you're here?
Oh, absolutely.
Baby Yoda? Now, what did I tell you?
Oh, yeah.
Now, what did I say?
Oh, yeah.
And now you're going to feel this weight.
Oh, yeah.
Until I decide, you done?
These thighs are going to be wrapped around your neck.
Now, when I choke you to death, I'm wrong.
My thighs are going to be wrapped around you. Listen, I took a rape defense class when I was in college, and we had to fight the police officers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, well, I got these thighs. So I donkey kicked.
I got these thighs.
I donkey kicked him. He was like, yeah, your legs are your greatest asset. So
I feel like he took one of the checks. Time out. Time out. Let me tell you what you do. If anything ever happens, you go ahead and donkey kick.
Yeah.
Because I want to. Hold on, y'all. Let me tell her. I got to tell her something. You do that. Do this where you donkey kick.
All the padding and stuff. I was like, okay, so the goal is for me to get out of this alive? Oh, okay. Then, but if there are no women, I'm getting in my best Karen form. I'm going to use all of my dictionary words. I'm finding the officers. Officers, they attacked this young man. He was doing his job. I am putting on the performance of a lifetime. Tears are going to be flowing down.
Yes.
I'm going to make sure that I articulate very well how this man was accosted and violated.
Accosted?
Huh? How his human rights were trampled on. I am going to make sure everything is clearly articulated so that there is no confusion. I'm going to grab a white woman who's an ally so she can add her tears to tears.
Tell them.
Tell them, Sarah. Tell them. We saw the whole thing. She recorded it. Look. He told them. Like, those are my three options. So either I am helping to keep any women that are adding to the violence out of it, or I am going to be articulating clearly to the police officers who should be arrested, who were the people that were there to help, the degenerates that are tearing down our society. Yeah, absolutely. I'm gonna make sure, because you're not just gonna be officer. I've already read your name off your badge. Whatever, Officer Jackson. Please come here. Yeah. All of that.
Please come here.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not a violent person by nature, but I've been in some fights. And I'm going to tell you, at this point in my life, I know what I would not do. I couldn't swim. I just, that wouldn't even cross my mind. I'd be like, ooh, this boat gets over there. Right. Ooh, you literally hope you're over there.
Come on. Because
if I try to swim, I'd be in that water right now. Mm-hmm. Still. And I can swim, but swimming is, I don't have two energies.
Oh yeah, that's
if I'm
it.
Swimming, I'll just swim it. I'll be able to like, yeah, Jack. Hey, keep going, y'all.
You're going to be Gandhi. Hey guys, can everybody just calm down by the time you get over there?
Can't peace. Swim and fight. Nor could I probably put myself up because there's a lot of the pounds that are down here. Your arms are here. Mm-hmm. So you got to have the strength, your body weight plus water.
Right.
And he swam in clothes, shoes.
Even if I was butthole naked, you understand? What, my hair's in a braid back so that I'm more water resistant. Okay, cornrows, a bitch is dead.
She's gonna be mad. We beat them people up. Kev died though, and Angel died.
Yeah, just floating.
But ooh, if the boat was closer.
Their spirit was there.
I would have woke up from drunk. Let me at him.
Right.
We still find y'all. But if I was on the dock.
Tell me what you would have done.
I'm going to tell you what. I would have loved. That was one of the joys. I was like, ooh, where could I have been? Right? I'm not coming down dudes with the shirts off, right? Because I don't.
Then I don't take you seriously.
No. But them old black men who came.
Oh, you old black man.
I'm old black. Oh, I'm coming. Hey, young man. Hey,
whippersnapper.
Young man. Come on. Huh?
Bing, bing. Kevin, you only 40. You got to be young. Nah. Black. You got to be ready. Taking off your shirt on the thing. Ready. Come on.
Hey, cut. then my stomach's going to show.
Yeah, absolutely. The only problem I see with you is you be wearing Crocs.
Well, shut, cut. No, I ain't done it in a minute.
I walked into that.
Wow. What's
up? I walked him into
bing,
that.
Bing, bing.
Kevin, you about to break things.
Oh.
He is. Okay. All right.
Okay. You committed.
Okay. We'll just throw this away. I was going to put my little Funko Pops on there.
Yes.
That's all the time I have.
I see. Uh-oh, my child.
If the fight lasts longer than that.
Hold on, I got you muted.
Oh, you can keep talking. Let me, I'll just step out.
You're probably wondering how we got here.
So what if they're still fighting? Then I'm tired now.
You have to stretch. You might have only landed like 50% of those.
I did any damage. But I was in there, though. I don't know if I helped.
But I wouldn't have been watching, cuz, on me. I kicked a black woman in the middle of the ruckus. I'm sorry. There's only black people in here. There's no white art. How long was that? Like 17 seconds?
Yeah, it might have been 18 times.
Fighting takes a lot out
of
you.
That's because you stood up for two.
Taking the shirt off took a long time. What if I got punched when I took my shirt off?
You lost eye contact when you took the shirt off. You can't break it.
What if I'm in there? What if I'm the only person who was there and I got slapped? Did you see that baseball player get slapped?
Oh,
Tim
man.
Anderson?
That was a better fight than...
Than Nate Jake Paul?
Yeah.
He squared up. Bro, you can't square up.
No.
And get slapped. No. The other dude wasn't even fighting. He was. Hey, man.
That's usually all it gets to in baseball.
Baseball brawls never end in fights for real.
He landed one, and that's all he had to do.
And he hit him with this part of his hand.
Oh, man.
He's just swinging wild.
Not even flush.
And he hit him. And Josh.
That jaw clicked.
Josh.
I know that jaw clicked.
The whole world saw you slapped, and you're not a boxer. You're supposed to be here intact. That's your job. You pull the glove off and square it up.
Too late.
And they picked him up and they walked him and he was stumbling.
Come here, man. Come here.
Oh. Apparently that's a baseball player who had like baby mama drama or something. He had a baby mom. It's a lot of stuff. And then he was on Twitter. He was getting mad at us. You gotta see his tweets, Josh. It was a lot. Hold on. Here's his tweets. This is the day after, if he didn't delete them.
You want a water?
No, I got my drink.
I was going to say, you're still breathing a little heavy.
This is his tweets after he got knocked out. I know all this. You know all this happening for a reason. We staying focused with this. Been going through this for a minute. Keep kicking on me while I'm down. A lot of oomph. Been switching up to hashtag fake stuff. Y'all got me effed up. Fur. Hope you're picking up what I'm putting down too. And then he ended with the picture bigger. Sir, we're just commenting on what happened with you. You all right? We didn't fight you. You fought him. We just laughed.
Look at you. You sweating. Why you do this, Kevin?
I was fighting, man. I was in there. Much.
And you talk about you can't do a meet and greet. You did all that.
I am tired. Angel.
You did all that.
You're not understanding.
I got to fix the desks.
I know the desk has shifted so much.
It's a lot.
Jesus.
I think I pulled a hammy when I kicked over.
You did too much. But
I'm sweating and I'm hot.
I pray that everybody, in conclusion for me, I pray that everybody that came to that man's defense is okay. And that if they have any legal issues that... You know, they're able to get the proper representation. I pray that the prosecutors, the state prosecutors that will more than likely have to put charges against these white men, I pray that they go so aggressively at these men. Mm-hmm. I want them to have no mercy on them. And I pray that the security guard who's attacked, I pray that he gets some good therapy. That is hard to deal. I don't care what anybody says. That's got to be difficult to deal with. Mm-hmm. And if it ain't, that means that it didn't happen too many times in your life.
Absolutely.
That you desensitized to it. So I hope he gets the help that he needs, because that's just unfortunate that him just doing his job meant his life would be in danger that day. So
1,000%.
Yeah, that's
not. All right, moving on.
Moving on.
How far are we from an ad?
We're done with ads.
Oh, good. This was the topic before this was the topic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, James Fox.
Yes.
Now, Jamie Fox apologized for what he put on Instagram, right? Now, the crazy thing is, this was his Instagram post.
The original post.
They killed this dude named Jesus. What do you think they'll do to you? Hashtag fake friends, fake love. Mm. I saw this in real time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I thought? I said, dang, man, who in Jamie's circle done switched up on him?
Because you're a reasonable person.
I said, what happened to Jamie? He just got back healthy.
Reasonable person.
Somebody in Jamie camp did him wrong? That's be crazy. People done, he just got over that health thing.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder who it was. Jamie seemed like a good guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is, I saw it in real time.
So did I.
So I moved on with my life.
Come on.
Literally, because I don't know nobody who knows Mr. Fox. So I was just like, that's crazy, man. Anyway, kept swiping.
So later on, Jamie Foxx apologizes
for anti-Semitic.
For anti-Semitic things. So I'm like, dang, what? Jamie Foxx got betrayed and then he went with been anti-Semitic?
Listen, why confusion would, I was like, Elias, he just got back alive.
How did he then went and been, and I just saw somebody betrayed him. Did he then, and then he went, Jamie, you know better than being anti-Semitic. So then I saw Jennifer Aniston hashtagging this, or in her story, this really makes me sick. I did not like this post on purpose or by accident, which I want to say something about this. It's one or the other. If you like the post, it was either on purpose or by accident.
I know what she means, and I'll explain it later.
Okay, because I was like, what? And more importantly, I want to be clear to my friends and anyone hurt by this showing up in their feeds. I do not support any form of anti-Semitism, and I truly don't tolerate hate of any kind, period. So I said, what it? And then I looked at the thing and I'm just like,
listen, the confusion, huh?
What? And I listen, we are all learning and trying to evolve
on Instagram
and try to be better. Yes. I saw the Jennifer Aniston thing on TikTok, on Twitter.
Yeah. I saw it all on Insta.
I didn't follow her. And low key, I know I said this happened to me and I didn't like it, but I don't love Jennifer Aniston anyway. So when she started getting fried, I was like,
oh, it made you happy.
Oh, so to me, she's just white. As an actress, she did nothing for me her entire career.
Really?
Until The Newsroom. That's the first time I saw her act. I was like, oh.
Oh, I've enjoyed her in a couple of comedies.
Friends, oh, you know what? As the dentist
she's
boss.
Fun. She's yeah. fun.
I
don't think she is.
Okay.
And when she got preyed on, I did exactly the thing I complained about happening to me. I did it to her because I'm a hypocrite. So anyway, I scanned this post over and over and I'm like, I don't understand. So go ahead, Angel.
Yeah, it took me a second to figure it out. Obviously, when people be in black folks' business and don't understand how black folk talk, people begin to make their own assumptions.
In the black community, we say all up in the Kool-Aid and don't even know the flavor.
Didn't know, not now the flavor, okay?
Yeah.
I, too, took the statement the same way you took it,
mm-hmm.
because as a black person, when it comes to Jesus and Jesus being crucified, we look of it as a story of a lot of, for at least for me, a story of a man who did a lot for the world and his friends
yeah.
turned their back on him. We're not sitting there analyzing, well, Jesus was Jewish and everyone in his circle was also Jewish.
Absolutely.
So someone from an outside perspective, not understanding our perspective,
right,
deemed what Jamie was trying to say as slander against Jewish people.
Yes.
Because from a different lens, maybe from a white person who's a Christian, they view it as Jewish people put up Jesus to be crucified.
Yes.
That is not my experience in the black church.
Not at all. Like, low key, the highest of high keys. In our community, all that means is you ain't better than Jesus. This person was blameless and without sin. We also say they talked about Jesus. They're going to talk about you.
Yeah.
So all it means in our community is, why would you think people wouldn't treat you crazy if Jesus was perfect and blameless and they did that?
Period.
And they is not, it's just them. It's just people.
Yes.
Faceless people. It's not a community. Apparently in the Jewish community, like you were saying, it's an anti-Semitic trope that's been around for 100 years. And it's really, I'm going to tell you what the thing that kind of got me, and I think a lot of people flustered. I think some of these people were treating Jamie Foxx's posts as if he knew what he was saying was anti-Semitic and he did it on purpose.
Yeah, absolutely.
Obviously, you can be anti-Semitic on purpose, but you can also be, in this example, anti-Semitic on accident if you don't, out of ignorance. And I don't mean ignorance in the sense of like dumb or smart, but like literally not knowing. Because in our community, that phrase has nothing to do with nothing.
You have to know the they that he is referring to know whether or not he's anti-Semitic.
Right. That's the point.
You have to know what the proverbial they that he is saying.
Yeah.
And from a Jewish standpoint, they assume the proverbial they was just Jewish people.
Right.
And this is where I'll empathize. I have not experienced what it's like to be Jewish in America.
Right.
So I don't have a sensitivity to what they might have experienced from Christians. And I'm not going to, more than likely, it's not really black Christians. Usually if there is a problem due to religious differences, it's not people that look like us.
1,000%.
I have never in all of my 40 something years of going to church ever heard any pastor, black pastor, say anything negative about Jewish people ever.
Now, let me tell you something. I'm not even trying to be funny, but it is funny. I grew up in a lot of churches where the pastor didn't go to seminary. So Jesus isn't even talked about as a Jewish person at all.
Exactly.
He is just Jesus. He's not, we don't talk about the Hebrew. Exactly. Now they say, now in the Greek we'll do this, in the Hebrew it means this. Jesus is just Jesus. In our community, he ain't even centered as Jewish. He is just the Son of God. So in my big age, it don't even click to me that Jesus was Jewish, the disciples were Jewish, the Rome, them
That's
is just.
That's why we were confused at the statement. We were like, wait, when did he bring up Jewish people?
That's
completely forgetting that Jesus was Jewish and his disciples were Jewish.
And you know, but it's not, look.
It's not at the front of our mind.
It's not centered. He's not centered by his ethnicity or race. Ethnicity. He's not centered as a Jewish person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? Now, in Jewish people's life, it's very different, right? And this is really an example of how different communities
100%.
Are. Right? But what always happens is black people's community is ignored. Mm-hmm. Everything is centered on whiteness.
Yes.
How we feel, all we being white people in this instance, trumps your community and what you say, how you say it. And like, this is one of this person tweeted this. She's like a big Jewish personality. She calls herself a journalist, Zionist, feminist. She said, Jamie Foxx posted an apology, but the damage has been done. A lot of ignorance exposed. He needs to speak on why and how his poorly chosen words revived an old anti-Semitic trope. The Jews are not to blame for every personal grievance someone has. We are not your scapegoat.
Come on, main character energy.
I said, girl.
You are in the post.
Jamie Foxx, I guarantee you. I think you should okay, so do you remember when Beyonce got in trouble for using the word spaz? Spaz on him. Yeah. And people were like, hey, actually that word it means this. And she was like, oh, I apologize. And then she took the lyrics out.
Yeah.
That's, to me, is more of what happened than this. But the people were treating it like Jamie Foxx was acting like Kanye and was saying stuff that he knew was anti-Semitic. Yes. On purpose.
Absolutely.
The Jews control Hollywood, things like that. Like, treating it all as a blanket thing and it's like, y'all don't care how I feel, right? And then what happened is it reminded me, and I saw this on Twitter, of all the times black people are saying stuff that means something to us. Mm-hmm. And people are like, and look how this is wrong. So remember in an award show, The Dream said Beyonce was on CP Time, mm-hmm. right? A couple years ago. And this lady was, so a white person was like, what's CP Time? And another white person responded and was like, unless I'm missing something, it's a slur in reference to those of us with cerebral palsy. All of us with cerebral palsy. Get that we walk slowly or can't walk at all. We don't need it rubbed in our faces every single day of our lives.
Oh, didn't know the flavor. Girl, get out.
And I remember when this happened, I was like, they sure did get me. Now, when I was looking at this, apparently Chileans, people from Chile, the country, mm-hmm. were once upset at black people because they thought we were saying, woo, child. We thought we were being derogatory to Chilean people.
People just jumping out there. Just jumping in front of bullets that weren't even shot. Imaginary bullets. I was hit. There was not even a bullet. There's not even a gun.
A gun!
There's not even a gun. And you out here jumping out. This is, it's like, oh, wait. My brain just. I remember when I was in undergrad, there was only one Jewish person that I knew of in the same program as me. My pastor at the time, black man from Kentucky, extremely conservative. He was about to vote for whatever Republican presidential candidate, right? I was really like, I was like irritated by the fact that he was going to do that, but not surprised. I was talking about it in public, and my Jewish friend was like, oh, so is your pastor, is he anti-Semitic? Does he have a problem with Jewish people? And I was like, yeah, he asked the question. And I was like, what? Yeah. I was so confused. I said, how did you get there? I was like, I don't even know if he knows any Jewish people or even knows what it means to be.
Angel, now let me say, and listen, this is just in my lived experience, mm-hmm. right? I'm born in El Paso, Texas. Mm-hmm. Okay. I grew up in my beginning part of my life was 95% in my schools, right? First 10 years of my life was in El Paso. 95% of my classmates were Hispanic. Mm-hmm. Okay. In my church, it was 100% black people. Mm-hmm. I didn't really come in contact with white people that much at all.
Right.
There was a couple white kids, but not many. I don't really remember because I went to poor mm-hmm. schools in El Paso, mm-hmm. not private schools. So it's poor black and poor Mexican kids. It's who I grew up with, eating Mexican food for lunch. I miss it. It was so great. I thought everybody's school was like that, right? It was not. We had taquitos, tacos, enchiladas, tamales, all that type of stuff for school lunch. Mm-hmm. Then my mom got married to my dad, who's in the military. So I spent the next 10 years of my life living on military bases, going to poor military schools. So there's black kids, there's white kids, Samoans, all that type of stuff in North Carolina, in Virginia, come back to El Paso, and then I moved to Washington, right? On military bases. I didn't come in contact with a Jewish contingent of people or understand the culture or anything about it mm-hmm. until I was almost 30 years old when we moved here.
Yeah.
My son's manager was Jewish. He was telling me, like, I understood that there was a lot of Jewish culture here. Mm-hmm. There's Jewish foods in the grocery stores in L.A., especially when Rosh Hashanah happened, the freeways are empty here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, what is going on? And
they his closed manager, school on Jewish holidays.
Yeah. So his manager was like, oh, it's Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Though L.A. is quieter. And I'm checking my calendar. I'm like, what am I missing, right? Yeah. Not even being funny. I learned the most about Jewish culture from Curb Your Enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. I watched that show. I don't think that's good or bad. That is just the truth. I learned about pretty much everything. However Larry David explains Jewish culture and all that stuff.
You said that's my
it's not something I experienced, right? So, that's how Jamie Foxx was, right? I believe, mm-hmm. right? And black folks was mad at this whole thing. And I forgot to tell you this other one. This was just...
And make sure I explain Jennifer.
Okay, go ahead. I'll come back to this.
What I gathered from Jennifer saying she didn't like it on accident or on purpose, meaning she wasn't liking whatever people are defining as the meaning of this post. Like, she you're liking it. She probably just
scrolled and...
Because I think people are like, oh, you liked it because you also agree Jewish
people. Oh, for sure, for sure.
The narrative behind the action.
And she probably thinking, I got fake friends and stuff.
Right, so I think that's what she's... Not so much the post as in... I didn't like a post of Jamie's, but y'all are trying to put these like, oh, she liked it on purpose.
That's how people do online.
Or, oh, she must have accidentally liked it. I don't condone hate. So let's not even do that. I wasn't a little like, I agree with you, Jamie. These Jewish people's doing crazy stuff. That's what I assumed. I mean, I don't really think she had to say anything, but sometimes social media be making you feel like, well, I got to make a statement because people are going to think I'm in line with this idea.
1,000%.
But I think she could have been like, y'all think whatever then.
Unlike it and move on because she got thrown on the grill.
Oh, yeah. Black people are like, shut up. And she's like, no, y'all not understanding what I'm saying.
I ain't trying to hear it, white woman.
I mean, what I'm trying to say is like, no, I wasn't like over there thinking this.
You
thinking
don't that. Respect Jamie. Tape your white face out of black folks' business. We don't want to care what you liked on purpose or accident. Exactly. If you're not defending Jamie, then you is hashtag fake friend. Listen. So shut up. And matter of fact,
Friends was stolen from Living Single. What you got to say about that? And y'all was getting paid $20 million a season. And the doggone person stole that from Living Single. And we ain't really said nothing. But low key, you should give some of that back to Khadijah James. Right. The fictional character, not Queen Latifah. Because that...
Was it Word Up?
Yeah, Flavor Magazine.
Flavor Magazine. Give it to her.
And Ray Sheen. And Overton Wakefield Jones. And Kim Coles, Sinclair, and Kyle Barker.
It's the same thing as the melee. We can't get mad at whoever these Jewish people are mad, but we can get mad at you. We gonna take that anger. We about to bust you upside your head.
I don't even know if she's Jewish or just white.
She's not.
She's in the business. She doesn't belong to her. That's what I do know she is.
She was just like, somebody said that I liked it on purpose, and I didn't. I don't condone hate. Black Lives Matter. Remember the Holocaust? What am I supposed to say?
Was she in that picture that, who is it? Kristen Bell. She posted a dinner party picture that was like basically 30 white people back on a humongous table. Was Jennifer Aniston with them?
If you think I know what the hell you're talking about.
She was in the picture. All right, Patreon people saying she was in the picture. And we was like, and we seen your white behind. And that's the funny thing about that picture. Like, that was white people with white people friends. I don't even know why y'all was mad at that. If you saw me with a dinner party for my birthday, it's going to be people that look like the people in this room. Yeah. Josh, probably the only person who's not a black person.
That's it.
Going to be at the table. Do you think she hang out with black people on the regular?
They're like, she should. She should.
Should she though?
No, that's what, we ain't ever going to be happy. But I was just, and people were so upset. Jamie, what you apologize for? We knew what the hell you meant.
And but listen, let me tell you what though. Be in Jamie Foxx's position. You got to.
Yeah, listen, here, this is the only thing that I think is frustrating. This is what's frustrating.
I want to hear it.
Is that, okay, if this is a anti-Semitic trope, as they are saying it, and I'm not going to say that that's not the case, because that's possibly how it's been used against them. We just ain't usually the ones that are using it against them that way. Instead of assuming that this man who hasn't, at least in my knowledge, said anything against the Jewish community in his entire career, instead of assuming that that's what he meant in making him seem as if he was doing something pointedly and on purpose, educate him. He could still apologize of, yo, Jamie, this might not have been the way that you meant it, but when we hear this in the Jewish community, this is what it means.
Right.
It's more so, I think we're pissed off that people are trying to define what he was saying for us as black people, we all understood what he meant. So we're like, we can't all be crazy.
Right.
We can't all be crazy. Okay. Now we might now next time Jamie would possibly need to explain what they is. They equals people of the world crucified this
it's
man.
Like when DJ Khaled says that. Yes. They don't want you to win. They don't believe in you. God, like, who is the they to DJ? Who don't want DJ Khaled to win? It don't matter.
Right.
That they is a proverbial they. It's a mystical they.
Yeah.
Now I want to know I still am curious who did Jamie wrong.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to find out.
I want to tell you some other ones that I forgot about where white people had gotten black people completely mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
One time, this black dude got the police called on him because a white lady overheard him say he about to blow up the bathroom. And the police came and he literally meant, I'm finna doo-doo crazy right now.
We know that.
I'm finna go blow this bathroom up. And she was like, oh my God, this is a bomb threat. A black man said he's gonna blow up the bathroom. Girl, if you were gonna blow it up, would you announce it? You probably wouldn't. They literally called the police. They said there was a bomber, all that stuff, because that man said he finna blow up the bathroom.
There is this assumption that whatever their definition is the universal definition.
And that's it.
There is the arrogance of not asking the question. Curiosity will always lead to more empathy.
Yeah.
If you're more curious than just hell bent on your own definition of things. Now, sometimes people don't want to meet your curiosity with answers, because sometimes we're tired of explaining stuff.
Yeah.
But you ask the right person, your curiosity might lead to an answer that makes you a better human being and a better ally. So somebody could have been, or somebody who, if Jamie had a Jewish friend that also felt the same way, that was just like, yo, yeah, dude, what are you talking about? That's curiosity. Yo, what are you talking about?
Right.
Versus, you hate me as a Jewish man. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
And I think social media makes it so that curiosity is not something that we do. We automatically come up with an answer immediately.
And we assume.
Oh, assumptions.
And we take our assumption we'll take my assumption of your actions as the truth and fact of your actions. And there's no other way you could have meant it.
Yeah.
I assume you did this, therefore you did do this, and apologize. 100%. And also your apology is not good enough because you did it on purpose. It's not fathomable that in our community, you don't exist.
Absolutely.
In the way you think you do. We literally are just talking about Judas betraying Jesus, people talking crazy about Jesus being blameless.
Yes.
That's all. And the other part about it, I think this is, I don't know, I'm assuming or thinking, Black people, we don't have the power in this country that if you offend us, we can make you apologize, right? We can't inflict the same sort of consequences on people the way people in power can inflict them on us, right? If Jamie didn't apologize, because a lot of people are like, he shouldn't have done nothing. In the business that Jamie Foxx is in, as a celebrity, as a highly visible person, as a working actor, he absolutely, if he chooses not to apologize, it will impact his livelihood. And whether he did it on purpose or right. not, the truth of the matter is, should he have had to apologize? Probably not, because I don't believe he meant what they thought he meant.
No, he could still apologize even if he didn't mean what they thought he meant.
No, I agree. Yeah, but yeah. I'm saying if he didn't apologize, if he said, I get why he apologized and I understand and I agree and I probably would have done the same thing whether I meant to or not, right? You can offend somebody not knowing, you can learn to be better.
Yeah.
But to say he shouldn't have apologized, he should stand 10 toes down, you're asking him, he will absolutely have his job impacted if he doesn't.
And not just his job. Being someone who works in this industry, I do work closely with a lot of people who identify with the Jewish faith.
Yep.
So a lot of times these apologies aren't just for the greater being of like this huge culture that like, you know, like people I think see it as he's apologizing to the entire Jewish community. That apology is also personal apologies. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like if I were to say, if I were in his shoes, right?
Yep.
And you know I said what I said
you
type of chick.
You are 10 toes down, 12 okay? if you had them.
Okay. I have enough people of the Jewish community on my team that I would say sorry just so that they knew.
Right.
What I said out loud, I don't want you to take it as I would ever try Absolutely. To demean something that you believe. Yeah. So I am going to publicly apologize so that you have no shadow of a doubt in your mind that that's not how I meant it. You know right. what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So even if that's not so much connected to, I don't want it to seem like it's just a money move that we only apologize for money. But there are personal connections that sometimes people have that might not have that. Like I said, their experience in life is that people have used that statement in right. an anti-Semitic way.
Absolutely.
They might know that Jamie didn't mean that, but it still might have like impacted them in that way. So it could be personal relationships that he's like, I want to say this out loud to set the record straight for them people too.
1,000%. I totally agree with you. Couldn't say it better myself. I wish I did think of it and say it. But what I'm saying is a lot of times people who are not in the position of the person apologizing are like, you shouldn't have to do that and you shouldn't do that. And it's not as simple as that.
Right.
Right. Like to your point and to my point, I think both can be true.
Both can be true.
Right. Because if he doesn't apologize, whether you meant it or not, if you don't apologize, people think then you did mean it.
Yeah.
Right. It can't be that you didn't mean it. And even if you did something wrong on purpose and you don't apologize, like you will be impacted. Right. Yeah. Dang. We got to do Bald and Beautiful, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So we'll have to save Kai Cenat for the bonus.
Who's that?
Kai Cenat, that baby who started the riot.
The riot.
Yeah, we'll say that. That'll be the lead story for the bonus. Because Jamie Foxx and Fade in the Water took up the whole episode. So we'll see y'all. Angela and I will figure out when we'll do the bonus. Probably. We'll see you in Charlotte or DC if you have tickets. If you don't, we won't see you.
Yeah, we know we're doing a bonus.
And then Atlanta next week. And Angel, you'll see her when you see her. She said at the beginning. And
Chicago, New York, Atlanta, come out.
God bless y'all.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Here's another banger for ya. Here's another one. Here's another banger for ya. Here's another one. Here's another banger for ya. Here's another banger for ya. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.